protest erupts from Sudan over a war crimes warrant. A ministry issues a call to prayer as North Korea rattles its saber. And Malawian Christians find success following the earliest church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Hague issued a warrant for Sudan's president Omar el-Bashir's arrest for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says Khartoum's response isn't encouraging.
It's not promising that their initial step was to kick out aid workers who are helping to meet the needs of the Sudanese people. That really shows that their interest is not in having the Sudanese people better taken care of. Their interest really is in making a point to the international community. We didn't like this. We're going to strike back at you.
There's now animosity aimed at all things Western, which includes Christianity. Nettleton says that animosity raises the stakes for their ministry partners.
Times of uncertainty, times of unsettledness can be great times of revival as people think about eternity, they think about things beyond their government. And so that can be a time of spiritual awakening, and we need to pray that that will happen also.
Next, North Korea is accusing the U.S. and South Korea of trying to provoke a nuclear war with upcoming joint military drills. Even as tensions escalate, the World Evangelical Alliance is issuing a call to prayer for the Christians in North Korea. Believers are considered political subversives and are harshly punished, often executed. The northern state's return to Stalinism is a crushing blow for the severely persecuted North Korean church. Pray that God will sustain his church and intervene in North Korea. You're listening to Mission Network News. College basketball is a huge following in the United States. That couldn't be more true when it comes to March Madness in the Final Four, college basketball's national title tournament. This year, Sports Fan Outreach will be heading to tournament events to distribute tracts, do some open-air preaching, and one-on-one evangelism. SFO's Bill Adams says everyone responds.
Every human being has a response to the gospel. Even if it's a dead response, there's a response.
Sports Fan Outreach is about planting seeds. They'll be at conference tournament games next weekend and in Detroit, the site of the Final Four tournament. While it may be short notice for you to get involved now, Adams says you can get involved later this year.
We're going to the Kentucky Derby the 1st of May and the Baseball All-Star Game in the 1st of July, and may have a chance to journey over to Wimbledon in June and maybe to South Africa to get ready for the World Cup. They're having a thing called the Confederations Cup down there.
Next, is it the early church or Malawi? Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International says they have 80 preaching points in Malawi that reflect Paul's churches in the book of Acts.
You actually had what you and I would call lay pastors, in the sense that those people were not trained in an institute to become pastors. Whatever job they had, they would just remain in that and lead the church, a group of elders, and so that's what we're trying to do there in Malawi.
African missionaries are appointing elders, beginning Bible studies, and hosting gospel outreaches. At the last evangelistic outreach,
over 300 and some adults made profession of faith in Christ, and of course then teaching them and incorporating them into small groups to start studying the Word and being taught the Word is the approach that we're using there, and I find this to be a good model for us to use.
Pray for continued growth within these bodies of believers and for godly men to be appointed as elders. And putting new shoes on the feet of a child who's never owned a pair of their own before is a great experience, especially when you can share the gospel with them. That's what will happen this year as Buckner International continues its Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry to orphan and poor children around the world. Buckner's asking you to pray for shoe drives that'll begin this month in 15 states. Funding is also needed to get them to needy kids in the U.S. and 55 countries around the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free devotionals and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.